Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some relationship stories. And if you do love a relationship story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe the notification bell too? Sure, why not? And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account titled, I-25 Female, broke promises to my boyfriend, 25 Male, while he was away dealing with his parents' health issues and feel awful. And it does come with an update. Like the title says, I-25 female betrayed my boyfriend, 25 male, while he was away taking care of his sick parents. I feel horrible and don't know how to fix things. Boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years, living together for 2 years since we moved to a new city together for work. About 6 months ago, boyfriend decided he wanted to work on his personal discipline and decided to take some pretty drastic measures. Namely starting NoFap, going on the keto diet to lose weight. He was about 60 pounds overweight and given up video games. Now personally, I didn't think these things were necessary, except maybe losing weight for health reasons. I am extremely attracted to him anyway, but want him to be healthy and feel good about himself, but wanted to be supportive. He also asked that I join him on these things for moral support and to avoid temptations. Now personally, I think NoFap is pretty silly, but we had a robust sex life together, so it wasn't a great sacrifice for me to forego solo activity. I'm not at all overweight, but agreed to follow the diet so that we wouldn't have tempting foods in the house. I like to play video games, maybe on the computer for a couple of hours at times a week, plus a few minutes here and there on my phone. But again, didn't want him to be tempted and figured I could stand to transfer the time to reading and other hobbies. All went well for a few months. He lost about 30 pounds, replaced gaming with working out, and while I'm not sure what NoFap accomplished, I guess it gave him a sense of personal discipline. Our already very good sex life did improve even more, probably because he was more fit and confident in his body. Around mid-November, both of his parents, who live in another city 1,000 miles away, got sick with COVID. His father ended up needing to be hospitalized. His mum was not quite that sick, but still needed a lot of help and care. His job can be done remotely now, so we agreed that he would go out to stay with them as long as needed, and we would be long distance for a while. Thankfully, they both recovered, but it took a long time for them to be well enough to look after themselves. Boyfriend ended up being away for a little over 2 months, which I completely understood, but it did mean I was on my own for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. I didn't have any family in our current city and wasn't able to take enough time off work to go out of town. Honestly, I didn't stick to the provisions above while he was away. I had agreed to do NoFap when I thought he would be able to be intimate regularly in person, was following the diet and foregoing gaming to help him avoid temptations. I didn't see any harm with taking care of my own needs from time to time, eating whatever I wanted and passing the time by gaming while he was gone for over 2 months. I wasn't even going to say anything about it, figuring he would have had bigger things to be concerned about. But after he'd been home for a couple of days, he wanted to compare notes on how well we had mutually stuck to NoFap, the diet, and no gaming while he was away. And when I told him I hadn't, he was both furious and heartbroken. Said I had betrayed him by not keeping promises, that I basically cheated on our life together, and that he could no longer trust me. I have apologized numerous times, but he won't accept that I am truly sorry for not clarifying that he wanted me to stick to these restrictions in solidarity while he was away. I love him so much and he has been through such a horrible time with his parents, and I feel so awful for making it worse. We haven't broken up officially, but are very likely headed that way. Is there anything I can say or do I just learn a hard lesson? I'm so devastated. So the dude come out and said that you betrayed him by not sticking to your side of things. And he was both furious and heartbroken over this. I mean, what the hell? I think what you did initially was a nice thing. You know, you didn't want him to get lured in by temptations and various things like that, which I think is a nice thing from your perspective. But to me, as I was reading this, it just felt like he was trying to control your behavior rather than, you know, wanting to do it together as a couple. I mean, for him to come back and want to compare notes on it, it just felt so controlling to me. I may be jumping there with that assumption, but that's just how it felt as I was reading it. And you don't have to be doing the things he does. You've got your own lifestyle as well. If he wants to discipline himself, and again, I think what you did was a nice thing to begin with, he will have to realize that there's going to be temptations everywhere with these things and not expect you to be doing them as well. I mean, no video games, no fap. And the whole diet stuff as well. I mean, come on. But before we move on to that update, Wu-Tang mother effer says, "Woo girl, I thought you tripped and fell on someone else's dick while he was out taking care of his ailing parents. You just didn't hold up your end on a little New Year's resolution that he made. That isn't that crazy, but he obviously has some very strong feelings about it. Too late now. Why didn't you just tell him when he left you were going to take a cheat month or two? Did he check in and ask over those months and you lied and said you were being good? I'd let it cool off, honestly, at face value, and I'm sorry for putting this in your head, OP, but I think there's a bigger issue here. Spouting heartbreak and betrayal and saying he's furious over this. Classic projection. You sure he was being on his best behavior in another city, 1,000 miles away? Could be a reason he's picking fights and trying to break up all of a sudden." OP replied to that saying, "When he got the news his father was in hospital, on a ventilator in ICU, we had to scramble to make all the travel arrangements and were really more focused on those practical matters than discussing my solo habits while he was away. And for the first couple of weeks he was away, his father's fate was very precarious, so it seemed like a very silly thing to try and have a discussion about. I didn't think he would care, or at least not that much. What I had for dinner or how I entertained myself, barring actual cheating, seems so inconsequential. He did say he was on his best behavior and stuck perfectly to the rules despite being so stressed and upset about and then just busy with his parents." The fixer says, "I honestly had to read it again as I was looking for something worse. It's commendable that your boyfriend made those changes and stuck to it. However, he has no right to dictate your choices as well. Yes, you supported him by going along with it, but there comes a time when he has to be able to do this on his own. Sorry, but he is being unreasonable here. Ask him, when do you get to live your life your way? His response will tell you what you need to do." Curious Cheek says, "Language is a red flag. Betrayal is such an overblown word in the situation." And OP replies saying, "Thank you, I agree. I could understand him saying, oh, I really thought we were sticking to the lifestyle rules together, even while long distance, so I'm a bit disappointed to learn you weren't. But that's on me for not specifying I really wanted us to continue, while I was with my parents. Very different from, what, you broke all the rules and multiple times, I can't believe you betrayed me and broke my trust, while I was caring for my sick parents even." And one more from Greedy Text 1251 who says, "Red flag after red flag. You weren't making these changes because you wanted to. You were doing it for him. It's alarming to me that he is upset because you didn't stick to what he decided was right for his life. If he's this upset because he lost control over you, then you should move on. I'm assuming NoFap is masturbation. That is the biggest problem to me. Controlling your sexuality is never okay. You didn't cheat. You satisfied yourself." And now we're going to move on to the update to see what happened next. So, update. Just wanted to first of all thank everyone who responded with so much support for my original post, and then to report back that the situation is resolved, although definitely not the way I'd hoped. Anyway, he continued to give me the silent treatment and finally last night told me he couldn't be with me anymore because I was obviously a selfish person who didn't support his lifestyle. I told him fine, but that it was incredibly controlling to expect that anyone would just follow along with big lifestyle changes they didn't need, even when he was out of town. He sat quietly for a minute and then admitted he had been cheating when he was out of town. Not just once, but with 3 different people. Said that the urge had been there for a while, even before he left. Although he had a few girlfriends before me, he had never really turned heads due to being so heavy. But once the weight started coming off, he started getting noticed by women and got a big case of fear of missing out from being committed to me. And then once he got back to his hometown, he had the opportunity. First as a hookup with an old friend from high school who had rejected him when he was heavy, but thought he was hot now. and then with a couple of other people he met, the last of whom he also fell for emotionally. So the entire reason for the original conversation, where he was mad about me following the lifestyle rules, was to pick a fight. First, he was hoping I wouldn't confess to breaking the rules and wanted to catch me in a lie so that he'd have a reason to break up. Then, when I was honest, he used it as an excuse to harangue me and claim he was betrayed. Again, hoping I would break up with him so he wouldn't have to be the bad guy. So the upshot is that he's leaving and moving back to his hometown to start a relationship with his new love, whom I'll call Lisa. He didn't even say sorry, but in fact leveled a bunch of insults at me. That I'm not going anywhere with my life as compared to Lisa, and I'm generally not as smart. I'm an executive assistant and love the work. She's a lawyer who is a few years older. That he just settled for me because I was nice to him and gave him attention while he was fat, but that I'm actually a butterface, even if my body's not too bad. But that I could actually stand to drop 5 to 10 pounds. Keep in mind I'm 5'4" and under 120 pounds, but apparently Lisa is a size 0 and a marathon runner. That generally I'm too plain because I don't care about designer clothes and getting my nails done. And again, he said he strongly prefers extremely girly appearances, but just felt he couldn't be too picky when he was fat. That I embarrass him due to being quiet and introverted and because of my appearance. So at this point, I know I'm supposed to say good riddance, but the truth is, I'm alternating between feeling furious and heartbroken. At least he did say he would give me the money to cover his half of the rest of our lease, so I don't have to move right away. And that he would leave me all the furniture except this home office stuff. I guess next time, I won't be so damn accommodating and supportive because obviously that is not the way to a man's heart. There really has to be someone better out there than this a-hole, but for now, being single for a while and indulging in all the stuff I gave up for him sounds like heaven. Holy shit, what a guy. So after coming out with the whole cheating thing, not saying that I'm really sorry for what I've done to you, I know this isn't inexcusable and, you know, I know it's going to break us up or whatever, he doubles down and criticizes her. What an absolute codpiece. And like you said at the very end there, you know, you're supposed to say good riddance, but you're feeling furious and heartbroken, and of course you are in this situation. And I can easily say, you know, good riddance to that guy as well, because you deserve much better than that. Absolutely. You know that. I know that. Everyone listening knows that too. But it certainly wouldn't help OP's situation right now, and there isn't probably much I can say that will help it apart from time, looking after yourself, and like you said, indulging in all the stuff you gave up for him is the way forward. You know, I want to say self-love, but it'd probably be taken out of context with the stuff we've written at the moment. Whatever goes on, I wish OP the best for their future, and I hope it's just going to go upwards from here on out. You certainly deserve it. Anyway, let's move on to the next.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Story. Now, before we do get into this next story, I just want to give you a warning that there is mentions of child abuse in this story as well. So please feel free to just skip this story. And I'm afraid this will be where the video ends for you today. Thank you for being with us. But I think it's important to give that warning as well. Now, this story comes from throwaway 008721, titled, "Am I the Arsehole for Telling My Husband That He Is In Fact Just Like His Father?" And this story does follow with an update. My 31 female, husband 31 male, and I have 4 children. A son, 9 male, a daughter, 8 female, and twins, 5 male. My husband and I were over the moon when we had our first 2 kids and were just very excited. The twins were a huge surprise, considering twins aren't common in either of our families, but we decided to keep them. However, my husband's attitude towards the twins has completely changed. I know it's tiring. We have other little children running around too, but it's not like we're overwhelmed. My mother, who is still very young and fit, lives with us and she usually takes care of the kids when she can. We aren't short on money either, as both of us come from pretty wealthy families. However, I know that sometimes that isn't enough when it comes to parenting, so I decided to leave it. However, instead of moping around or just being distant, he's become pretty mean with the twins. He's always finding something to shout at them for. I shit you not, he shouts at them for being identical, as if they purposely planned it. Plus, he's the perfect dad with my older children. He only acts weird with the twins. I had enough yesterday when my youngest asked why dad hates him and whether I want him to disappear too. There is absolutely no way a little kid would lie about something like this. I don't think he has the mental ability to make up things like that either. I was furious and confronted my husband, who was sound asleep in the bedroom. I asked him what his fucking problem was and why he was being an asshole. He was confused, so I explained. He then accused my son of lying and saying nonsense. Obviously, I didn't believe him and told him that he was exactly like his father. He got pissed and left the house. I don't know where he went and honestly, I don't give a shit. Side note, husband's father was, in short, a piece of shit, very absent and cheated on his wife a lot. My husband vowed to never be like him and gets very heated at the mention of his dad. Anyways, my mother, who heard the whole thing go down, told me that I did the right thing by shouting at him, but I should not have mentioned his father. My sister, who I called later, said the same and told me to make a post on here just to see. So, am I the asshole for telling my husband that he is exactly like his dick of a father? And as I said, we got an update and comments on this one. So we're going to start with Luthien, who says, not the asshole, he sounds like an asshole. People who are abused often become abusers. Probably my jug says, not the asshole, I'm sorry. I encourage you to keep being an advocate for your twins. And if he is saying things like that around them, maybe limit their one-on-one time with dad. Shit like that is so damaging to kids, and they're not too young to understand, as you pointed out. They know they're being treated differently. Whatever you do, don't subject them to someone who is unkind to them constantly. Good luck. And the Lovebert says, I'm going to go with everyone sucks on this one. The father is the asshole for actively mentally abusing his 2 youngest children. He's clearly an abuser, likely because he was raised by one, and is scapegoating with the twins. Why are you might ask? Because you are low grade permitting him to, and because he's the asshole. You are the asshole for knowing he was treating the twins poorly all along and letting your temper rip after you had to look your small child in the face when they asked you why daddy hates them and wants them to disappear. It hit you like a ton of bricks because your gut knew it was true based on other things you saw and heard your husband say to the little ones. Why did you get so unreasonably angry? You already knew he was treating them badly, so it must have been something else. Perhaps you were angry with yourself for permitting this to go unabated for so long the little ones actually grew up and found the language to ask why daddy hates them. In other words, they've been abused literally for years. All these people saying they hope your little scolding makes him wake up and be a good dad really don't understand how the cycle of abuse works. Nothing you say is going to make him suddenly sit up and start loving the twins. He needs to be put out of the house, required to get therapy, and you need to find yourself a therapist to help you determine how you could have watched this man mentally abuse and alienate your 2 youngest children for so long. And OP replies to that one saying, you read me like a book, honestly. I let my husband go this far, and that is entirely my fault. My son's face, the sadness in his voice, you're right, it killed me on the inside. Don't worry, he's not coming near my children until he gets therapy and tells me why he's being so horrible towards the twins. As for me, there is nothing I can say that will help my case, and honestly, I am a huge asshole for letting them treat my babies like that for so long and blindly hoping that I was overreacting like he said I was. but I swear to you, I will do my best to never let this happen again. Thank you. And one more from Housing Aggressors 752 says, not the arsehole, you were comparing your husband's attitude and behaviour to his father's. Hopefully your husband will reflect on how his dad made him feel and adjust his attitude towards your twins. Honestly, my heart breaks for your twins. But now we're going to move on to that update to find out what happened next. So OP updated it on a different subreddit because they thought it wouldn't be allowed on Am I the Arsehole. And it started off with, so I'm posting on here because some of the things I'm going to talk about may not be allowed on Am I the Arsehole. Also, it's probably too early to update on there. So first things first, I would like to thank you all for your input. I read every single reply and I've taken all your words into consideration. Secondly, I would like to clarify a few things. 1. When I said that my husband and I decided to keep the twins, I meant that we had to think long and hard about me giving birth to them. My first two pregnancies had a lot of complications, and according to the doctor, twins would be worse. Ultimately, we both decided that we would keep the kids and pray to God that I would be fine. It was tough. I almost passed, but I survived. 2. I had mentioned my husband's behavior before, and he always told me that I was overanalyzing him or overreacting. According to him, I was doing too much. I actually thought I was going crazy and felt like a bitch for thinking my husband was mistreating the twins. However, my son's face showed me that I was right the whole time and I should not have let it go on as much as I did. And I blew up on him. Yes, I said it to hurt him, but I also said it because I hoped that he would realize he is turning into a dick of a man, just like his father. Now on to the update. So a few hours after I made the post, my husband messaged me saying that he was sorry for leaving the house abruptly and shouting, etc. I first asked him where he was and he said that he was at his brother's house. I told him to get comfortable because there was no way he was coming back home. I then asked him if we could meet later and he said sure. So the next morning I went over to his brother's house and we talked. And honestly, I'm numb. I'm going to keep this as short as possible, so I'll skip over the irrelevant stuff. So first, I apologize for comparing him to his father. Not for shouting at him, but for the comparison. And he said it was fine. He apologized as well. Then I asked him why he was so mean to the twins. It took some time for him to tell me the truth, but he spilled. Like many of you suggested, he said that he felt like they weren't his children. Apparently the kids don't look or act like him, and he got bad vibes from them. I rolled my eyes at the bad vibes part, but I assured him that I did not cheat on him, and that just because they don't look like him, they look a lot like me, doesn't mean they aren't his children. He said that he didn't trust me, but something about the twins was off. I told him that he wasn't making any sense and that he needed to see a therapist ASAP. He kinda looked defeated before saying that he would. I forced him to make an appointment then and there in front of me. I told him that he wasn't coming near any of the kids until he sorted out his issues because the children are going to be heavily affected by him. I mentioned some of the things you guys said about how much words hurt and how kids remember. At this point, I had some hope that he would get better, that there was a slight chance of us becoming a family again. But then I asked him one more question. Did he ever physically hurt our twins? Somebody mentioned this in the replies of my original post and it had been killing me. I needed to know. He said yes, but only a few times when they were being difficult. I was shocked. He hit our children and I was clueless. He said that it wasn't hard and that the twins were throwing things and wouldn't calm down, so he hit them. He didn't mean to and lost control. I didn't want to hear any more and immediately left before I did something. I went home and when my mum asked me how it went, I cried. I sobbed in her arms. I don't know where I went wrong and why everything was going to shit. You hear these things happen in the news or in the movies, but you never realize that it could be happening to you or your babies. I then made sure my kids were okay. I asked my twins first if dad ever hurt them. They said yes, and one of them even said that he was scary. I asked my eldest two if dad ever hurt them, and they said no. I asked the two if they ever saw dad hit the twins, and my son didn't know, but my daughter did. She even said that they deserved it. That ruined me even more. I mentioned that my daughter had been starting to treat the twins like her father, but I managed to stop it. Obviously, she isn't mean to their face anymore, but it's obvious she thinks low of them. So, taking advantage of the money I am privileged enough to have, I've decided to put all of them in therapy with the best people I could find. When they asked where their dad was, I told them that he was busy with work and wouldn't be home for a bit. I honestly don't know if that was the right call, but I don't want this man who hits kids in my house or near my children. I'm just numb. I've cried so much that I cannot cry anymore. I can't be angry because I let this happen for so long. I can't be guilty because I need to stay strong for my children. I still don't know what to do. Like I've said a billion times, I'm so numb. It's like all the joy has been sucked out of me. Thankfully, my sister moved in and both her and my mother have been supporting me a lot. I felt like letting it all out and talking about it on this post would help me feel better. But I still keep getting flashes of anger, sadness, guilt, etc. And I don't know. I know I'm making this about me, but I don't know how to handle all this information that's been dumped on me in one day. But I'm going to be strong for my children. I'm going to get the best lawyer I can find and I'm going to do my very best to protect my kids. Whether I let my husband into my life or the lives of my kids is still a huge question mark for me, as my eldest two have mentioned that they miss him. I will see how things go, but I don't know if I can ever trust him again. He has messaged me a few times since our conversation, saying sorry and that he really didn't hate our twins, but I don't know. And yeah, once again, thank you random strangers on the internet for the replies and private messages. I don't know if this update was satisfying and I highly doubt that our update again, and I'm going to put all my time into helping my kids, but I hope you all have an amazing day. Thank you guys. Now I turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this story and this update? Now a huge thank you for spending your time with me today. 20 to 30 minutes is just absolutely amazing. I can never thank you enough for what you do. Thank you for your love, your support and your time, and I will see you in the next one. Take care guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Much love.